Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our first Kosafa episode of 2021, where we look ahead at the African Nations Championship that gets underway in Cameroon today. It's a tournament that was due to be played last year, but has been postponed because of the COVID-19 epidemic.
There's plenty of Southern African interest, with Namibia, Zambia and Zimbabwe having all qualified for the finals and hoping to become the first winners from the Kosafa region, as well as showcasing the quality they have in their domestic leagues.
We will speak to the Namibia Football Association president, Runga Haikali, about his team's build-up to the tournament, as well as the Zambian journalist, Kalumiana, who will give us some insight into his country's prospects.
And we will also provide our own analysis of a competition that has grown in stature since it was first played in 2009 and features just 8 teams in the finals, a number that has since doubled to 16.
Namibia Football Association President Runga Haikali joins us now to discuss his side's preparations for the African Nations Championships. Like many other sides, Namibia have had their problems affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mr. Haikali, thanks so much for your time. Can you tell us the latest with the squad and their preparations for the finals in Cameroon?
Yes, as you know, we started with the preparations going into camp on the 7th of December. Until the 24th of December, the team took a break, but basically also stay in camp. They could not join their families. And immediately after Christmas, before New Year, they went into training. And then again, after New Year, they continued with the training to date. They are all in camp. We had a slight hitch in terms of some players testing positive for COVID-19. They were detected earlier, so we did regular checks up, keep them in isolation for the time. And then Monday this week, we did another final test, of which the results are coming today. The team is planning to fly out to Cameroon tomorrow morning in 2 batches. One group is flying in the morning, the other group in the afternoon, and then departing from Joburg to Douala in Cameroon. So everything is good. We have 33 players in camp. We are certain that those that might not recover fully or that might still have the COVID-19 positive in their system can be let out by the coach, and we need a minimum of 15 players. However, we are certain that we will send a full squad of 23 players if there are any that might test positive in that regard. But everything is in full swing. I spoke to the coach yesterday, and he's very optimistic that the core of his team will be going with to Cameroon to compete in the Chan Cup Championship.
Mr. Haikali, you've got to explain one thing to us. Namibia has not had a professional league for a couple of seasons now, yet you qualified for CHAN. That's an incredible achievement. This is the second time you're going. How do you explain the fact that you're not playing league football, yet you are good enough to qualify for such a prestigious tournament? Does this say something about the quality of footballers in Namibia?
It says a lot about the quality of football in Namibia. However, without bragging, I also want to say that the under-20 team went to participate in the COSAFA tournament, and they end up playing in the final and also qualifying for the Mauritanian game, while you have these youngsters or players not playing in any active football league in the country. And I regret the situation where we didn't have any active league. So playing professional, playing amateur or semi-professional also has got its advantages and disadvantages. And I'm talking about players playing for the love of football. If you look at the quality that Namibia was producing, the likes of Peter Shalulile playing for Sundowns and the others playing in South Africa and overseas, you really see the hunger for football, but it all goes with talent. Namibia has got talent. You have got versatile players that just really need to be guided in terms of coaching, in terms of development, but it's all natural talent and the hunger to play football that drives all these players to perform at the level they are performing. And I want to add that the teams that are going to participate in CHAN, or the players that are going to participate in CHAN, are not just going to participate, but they are going there to compete. And there you will see a lot of raw talent that still needs to be developed, because CHAN is for locally based players. And these players are all aware that there will be scouts looking at them, and they all want to develop their football, though they are playing local leagues now. I'm quite sure that their performance will be above normal.
And Mr. Hakali, how do you assess the progress of the national team under Coach Bobby Samaria?
I think Bobby has taken a core of the team that was under Coach Ricardo Manetti, and that goes with the great majority of the rest of the technical team, because he needed continuity, he needed stability. He added up a few more talent that were not considered, and surprise, surprise, a lot of other players and potential had to come in. But also a blessing in disguise is that when he took over this team, about 8 to 9 players were players playing in foreign leagues or outside Namibia. Now, the CHAN is only for locally based players. And these players saw this as an opportunity, because the league was not active, to really showcase their talent. And Coach Bobby had informed me that he was highly, highly surprised by the aptitude and the attitude of the players in terms of performing. There was competition for talent. And he told me he's really happy with the quality and the standards and the output that these players have made. And I just hope that it will continue to grow. And with the additional qualification for the under-20 that will participate, you will see a consistency in terms of younger players also coming in, because after CHAN, you might have a great number of players that might be called up by teams in other countries. So your crop for locally based players will need more talents to be identified. And I hope by that time, in end of February, beginning of March, we will restart football in Namibia, and more raw talent will be coming up.
As president, what target have you set the team and the coach? What's the minimum requirement that you've given them? Quarterfinals, perhaps?
Yeah, it's always very difficult. I gave them instruction based on the ex-course discussions that we want to see performance. Their contract is until the end of March, which is our end of the financial year. And they all know that after the CHAN Championship, their future as technical staff coaches and the rest of the technical staff depend on their performance. However, we never apply the shotgun approach in terms of holding it against their head that you need to qualify, but the best performance will be to at least reach the quarterfinal stages. We have done several approaches or scenarios where we looked at coaches' performance. And it's not only about participating in any particular tournament, but again, Namibia have been a country of surprises, a country of great comebacks. And I'm quite sure out of this, the players will really be performing, and we are expecting them to at least reach the quarterfinals, maybe semifinals or finals, one never know.
Mr. Hakali, just a last question. We last spoke to you on the CASAFA show in July. You spoke there briefly about perhaps the restart of league football in Namibia. How have things progressed for you at the NFA since we last chatted?
Yeah, July 18, we had an extraordinary congress where our former member, the Namibia Premier League, or the NPL, was expelled by the Congress of the NFA, which is the highest decision-making body. And by December the 5th of the year 2020, the new league called the NPLF, the Namibia Premier League, or Premier Football League, was then admitted as a new member. They are now in the process at the federation level to implement the e-connect, the registration process of both clubs and players. And our decision was to start the league by the end of February after the Mauritanian games for the under-20 and approval by FIFA in terms of our football calendar. So there should be all these processes to be in place in the first quarter of this year so that we could start the league latest by the beginning of the second quarter, which is March, April.
Great. Thank you, sir.
We are joined now by respected Zambian football journalist, Kalumiana Kalumiana, who talks us through their chances at the African Nations Championship, where Zambia will be making a fourth appearance after a strong showing in the past.
Indeed, Zambia finished third in the inaugural event in 2009 and reached the quarterfinals in 2016 and 2018, something they'll now see as a minimum requirement again. Kalu, it's wonderful to have you on the show. Is there confidence in Zambia that the team will put on a good showing in Cameroon?
Morning, guys. Thanks a lot and happy 2021 to you. Yeah, there's great optimism in Zambia that the team must do well at CHAN, considering the recent performances at AFCON. Chances of going to AFCON are almost nil. So CHAN for everyone is a must. Minimum, we must reach the final. As you know, we've never failed to go beyond the group stage at CHAN. So standard has been set. The onus is on Mitra now to continue with that long tradition, as short as it is from 2009.
How have the public taken to the new coach Mitra, who will lead the team in Cameroon? I mean, performances, have they improved since he's taken charge? Is there a feeling that he can also lift the side up an extra notch or two?
Performances have been mixed, but interestingly, Mitchell's record is quite good. He's from his 12 games, he's won 7, he's drawn 2 and lost 3. The blemishes, obviously, is in the AFCON, where he lost the way to Botswana, and that's where the public has been very skeptical, but he'll be able to lead us to Cameroon, the AFCON. With the CHAN, there is confidence that we will do something, because we have the firepower. That is without a doubt. But the problem is, I think we struggle a bit in the goalkeeping department. Sebastian Mwangi has moved to South Africa. So it's a battle now between maybe Lamek Siame from Cabo Warriors and I'm not sure, but it looks like Lamek Siame, they might get the nod.
Now, Zambia played in a pre-CHAN tournament. There was a 3-3 draw with Niger, defeat to Uganda, but then a morale-boosting victory over Cameroon. Can we read too much into those results, do you think?
I don't think so. It was all trying, mix and matching. And I think the win over Cameroon was against a very weak Cameroon. And you know, Cameroon don't really have that much respect for their local team. So I couldn't really read too much into the Cameroon win. Let's just say the team is still an experimental process to get to the final.
Last question we want to ask you, Kalu, is what do you make of Group D at the finals? Namibia, Guinea, Tanzania, they're not actually countries that sort of jump out at you. You think Zambia can top this group, certainly finish in the top two?
I think Tanzania will be quite tricky. They brought in their best strikers. John Boko is there, so he goes in the league. Ayub is there. He's got something like 4 goals for Azam so far this season. Adam Zada has got 7 goals. It will be quite an interesting game, the first one. It'll be quite tough. And if you remember, in the pre-CHAN qualifiers, pre-CHAN friendlies, Mitchell lost to Uganda. So we'll see how that one goes against another East African opponent. They seem to read him very well. So, and also, he lost to Kenya. So this time around, we'll see. It'll be an interesting game, considering, like I said, he's had problems with East African sides with Zambia. Let's see how it goes. Guinea, they were in Morocco recently. They've lost their last 2 friendlies, but I don't agree too much into that. That's a quality friendly that just played against the defending champs. So that one will be a very difficult one. I don't know. Maybe we'll get away with a draw. Hard to tell. But we'll make it. First or second. But they're all pretty very difficult. They're all difficult games. We've got tricky Tanzania, unpredictable Guinea, and Derby against Namibia. And it's going to be tough, but 5 points should get us through.
Let's have a quick discussion about this tournament, Mark, because the African Nations Championship is a pretty unique concept in terms of being only open to players who ply their trade in their domestic leagues. What is the purpose behind this?
It started really with the proliferation of so many African internationals playing at clubs overseas that there really was limited opportunity for those left behind on the continent. So the concept really was to try and develop players still based at domestic clubs and give them an opportunity. Also a chance for some of the smaller countries to get yet another international competition. As you know, many countries get state support for their national team, and the state really only supports them when they they are in official competition. They don't really get much money to host friendlies, etc. So by having another competition, you almost force the sports ministry to open its coffers again. So it was a very good idea from CAF, just from a developmental point of view.
Now, the last five tournaments have seen two wins for the Democratic Republic or Congo, and then one each for North African sides, Tunisia, Libya, and last time out, Morocco, who also hosted. Can we read anything into that in terms of the strength of those leagues?
Yeah, I think we can read something into it. I mean, it's been sometimes fairly circumstantial. I mean, two of the strongest leagues on the continent must be South Africa and Egypt, and neither country has done very well in CHAN, but that's because they haven't taken it very seriously. Egypt, in fact, skipped a couple of the tournaments, and South Africa used players who couldn't even get into their club sides. In other words, who were free for the weekend. They weren't even in the squad for local league matches. So, but Tunisia, obviously, Morocco, always tough leagues, and the Democratic Republic of Congo have always had a high standard of domestic player.
Now, if we take a quick look at the pools, Group A includes the hosts Cameroon, Mali, Burkina Faso, and Zimbabwe. And I know it's always difficult to assess these, you know, these squads because they only really assemble for this competition, so they have no real form behind them. But how do you see this one going?
Yes, I think you're right in saying it's very difficult to assess because you've also got to throw into the equation the fact that many of these countries have not had any league action because of the pandemic. Basically, they're going into this competition with squads that have been in training camps, and a lot will depend on how much work they've done in the training camps, how fit they are. I think we're going to see some very tired-looking teams. I think we're going to see some error-ridden football in this CHAN tournament. It could be quite exciting, actually, given that these are fairly unique circumstances. But it's very difficult to look at any of the teams, even with past history and with reputation, and try and predict any winners because it's such an unusual circumstance for most of the sides going into the tournament. We've come to the end of another episode of the CASAFA Show, and we look forward to watching all of our Southern African sides in action in Cameroon. It's the start of what should be a busy year of international football on the continent.
We'll be back in 2 weeks' time, but before then, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Soccer Laduma Radio, CASAFA.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Goodbye.